You're listening to Stateside. This week, the Democratic nominee for governor, Gretchen Whitmer, chose a running mate. Monday, she announced Garland Gilchrist would be her choice for a lieutenant governor. Garland Gilchrist joins us now. Welcome back to Stateside.
It's great to be here with you, Lester.
We've heard the pundits talk about what you bring to the ticket, so let me just ask you directly, what do you bring that helps Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats?
I'm really humbled to work alongside Gretchen Whitmer to help bring the state government in Michigan into the 21st century and make it a government that listens and responds to people. My background in problem solving and fixing broken systems in government and building systems that work for people is exactly the kind of sensibility we need in Lansing to make sure that people in Detroit and all across the state have a state government that responds to them.
Well, tell me what you did to get that experience you just talked about.
So I graduated from the University of Michigan with an engineering degree in computer and computer science. I've built software systems to make the fastest growing business in the history of Microsoft called SharePoint. I've used technology to pull new people into the political process via MoveOn.org and working with the Obama campaign. And perhaps most importantly, I worked in city government in Detroit, helping restore trust in broken systems and in a government that had really let people down for so many years, providing the city's first ever open data and transparency policy so that government could be open, accessible, and accountable by creating a system to fix the way that we manage and maintain fire hydrants in Detroit so that firefighters could hook up the hydrants that work and people could trust that they could then put the fires actually out. And also making it so that people could report, you know, service requests like potholes and broken street signs and broken traffic signals and be sure that the government would actually respond to them. This is exactly the kind of responsive government we need rather than the failures that we've seen to date.
You ran for city clerk in what turned out to be a pretty close race. What did you learn from actually being on the campaign trail in that race?
Well, I'm proud of the momentum that was built during that campaign in 2017. And the biggest takeaway I had is that it's important to meet people where they are. So during this campaign, I'm going to build on the strong momentum from Gretchen Whitmer's win in the primary to continue to go to the places where voters are. We're going to be in senior centers and in picnics and in parks in Detroit. We're going to be really all across the state, building on that momentum from Gretchen going to all 83 counties and winning all 83 counties. That's what we're going to do. And I learned how important it is for people to know that their elected leaders are listening to them and are going to represent their interests and their values. And I'm going to be having those conversations directly with voters in the city and all across the state.
You support a single-payer health care system. Gretchen Whitmer was the only one of the three Democrats running for the nomination who did not call for a single-payer health care system. So what are we to make of that?
Well, Gretchen and I agree that if you're going to go for single-payer, it's best implemented at the federal level. And since we're running for positions in state government, we also agree that we need to build upon the momentum that Gretchen started as a legislative leader when she negotiated with the governor to expand access to Medicaid to more than 680,000 families in the state of Michigan. That's momentum we need to build upon to make sure more people have access to high-quality health care. Unlike our Republican counterparts in Bill City, who want to take health care away from 600,000 people. When I was a national campaign director at MoveOn.org, I worked and advocated for the Affordable Care Act, including working to pressure Republican governors to embrace the Affordable Care Act and expand Medicaid. So Gretchen and I agree that that's an important platform to build on.
When you were announced on Monday, you said you'd bring a lot of tech and social media savvy to the campaign, and that's fine for the campaign, but if you're elected lieutenant governor, how will those skills actually help state government better serve the people?
Well, we need to not have system failure the way we had, for example, with the unemployment insurance system, which failed and ended up accusing Michiganders of things that they didn't do. That was a system that failed people and really hurt people's lives and livelihoods. We need to have leadership that understands how to make systems work for people. And that's exactly what I'm bringing to the table. It's something different that we have not had in state government before at this level. And I'm excited to help bring our services, the way that we listen and the way that we respond to people all across the state into the 21st century.
Your running mate noted she had more legislative experience than the last two governors combined, which we should know Governors Snyder and Granholm had no legislative experience. Your critics note you also don't have any legislative experience. What's your response to those critics?
I am proud to be standing alongside Gretchen Whitmer, who has deep legislative experience, and we're looking to complement one another. So I'm going to complement her legislative leadership experience with my problem solving and experience fixing systems and learning how to mobilize and have people be seen as represented and reflected in the values of the government that's going to serve them. And so I feel like we complement each other very well, and I'm excited to work alongside her.
During the Snyder administration, Brian Kelly was given a more active role as a lieutenant governor than is traditional. What would your priorities be if given the same level of involvement in the Whitmer administration?
Well, again, I'm excited, and I'm going to focus on making sure that people have their voices and values heard and reflected in government. You know, my background as a community organizer means I have a background in listening to people and making sure that they can be represented and heard. And so I'm going to be meeting people where they are to do that. And at the same time, also be working to build systems in government that people can trust, and that we're making sure that we have integrity and accountability in government so that we have transparency. We'll do things like make sure that the executive branch is actually subject to the Freedom of Information Act, so you can see what's happening in your government, because I don't believe people trust what they cannot see. And we're going to be making sure that people can trust the government in the state of Michigan to deliver the service and deliver on things that they need and that are important, to ensure that families' lives are better, to deliver and make sure that we have infrastructure that supports families like my own. You know, I have 4-year-old twin children, and I want them to know that this state is one that they can thrive in, both as children and as adults.
You're considered more progressive than Gretchen Whitmer, rightly or wrongly. That's the conventional wisdom. Is the Whitmer campaign's attempt to attract more of the progressive Democrats who favored Abdul El-Sayed in the primary basically the reason you were chosen for this position?
Well, Gretchen and I are on a ticket that's representing a unified Democratic Party. You know, we're proud that both the other Democratic
is that a yes
for governor.
Is that a yes when you say that?
I'm saying we are proud that this Democratic Party is unified. Both of the Democratic gubernatorial candidates immediately endorsed Gretchen Whitmer, and I'm excited to be here alongside her. And yes, we are ready to move forward on values and policies that Michigan is ready for and will respond to.
Garland Gilchrist II is Gretchen Whitmer's choice for lieutenant governor on the Democratic ticket. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
The Republicans will be holding their state convention this weekend. The party's gubernatorial nominee will be there with his choice for lieutenant governor, Lisa Posthumous Lyons, and she's our next guest on Stateside. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lester. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, so let me clear up something. I sometimes hear you call Lisa Lyons instead of how I just introduced you. What do you prefer?
My name is Lisa Posthumous Lyons.
Okay. All right. Well, I got it right for your change. What do you...
Yeah, but that's what's on the ballot. But I'll go by, I go by Lisa Lyons. Just don't call me late for lunch, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you this standard stock question. What do you bring to the top of the Republican ticket to make it stronger?
I'm really excited to be a part of this ticket and a part of continuing Michigan's comeback. My years in the legislature, I've been able to demonstrate experience and the ability to get things accomplished, and I really think that helps add a dimension to the ticket. But at the same time, there's so much that goes into leading a state, and it's not just about where you come from or are you male or female. It's really about experience and leadership and who's prepared to lead Michigan. And Bill Schuette and I are prepared and ready to lead.
Well, you served in the legislature, as you mentioned, 3 terms in the House. Tell us a little bit more about your background. What qualifies you for holding an office at that level?
Currently, I'm serving my first term as the Kent County Clerk and Register of Deeds, where I am the Chief Election Administrator for the county. I'm in charge of all the vital records and land records, as well as serving as the record file, maintaining the files for our circuit court. This is an administrative and executive role, and I was prepared for that through my experience in the House of Representatives. I've spent 6 years taking on tough issues in the legislature. In 2010, Michigan was flat on its back. and I couldn't sit and watch anything, watch things happen anymore that was continuing to drive our state in the ground. And so I went to work with the Republican legislature and Governor Snyder, and we got things accomplished. We delivered real results for Michigan. Our paychecks were growing. Our unemployment was declining, and home values were finally on the rise. For the first time in a decade, Lester, more people thought Michigan was on the right track than going in the wrong direction. And that's what this election is about. We have a choice. Are we going to move Michigan forward, or are we going to go backward?
You mentioned Governor Snyder. The convention this weekend is to choose nominees for Attorney General and Secretary of State and so on. But it's also supposed to show unity among Michigan Republicans. But current Governor Rick Snyder is not attending. What's that say about party unity?
Well, I know that the governor has prepared remarks to address the convention attendees. I know the lieutenant governor himself is going to be there and address the crowd. One thing is for sure, Republicans are unified in making sure that we do not go back to the lost decade.
What do you think the governor isn't going?
Well, you would have to ask him. I don't maintain a schedule.
Okay, fair enough. I was interviewing Bill Schuette a couple of weeks ago and kidded him a little bit about how often he states that he's been endorsed by President Trump, and then he mentioned it a couple of more times. You were not a Trump supporter and said he didn't deserve your vote because of the demeaning things he said about women. How do you feel about your running mate's enthusiastic embrace of President Trump?
I support President Trump, and I support his policies. In the last year and a half, what we have seen is a demonstrated leadership and results of and it's the accomplishments that are coming out of this White House that really has helped to turn our nation around. We have tax relief for American hardworking families. There's more money in their paychecks now because of President Trump's policies. We have rule of law judges taking the bench in courthouses throughout the nation. We have jobs moving from Mexico to Michigan. When was the last time you heard about that? You heard that, like what happened with the Dodge truck plant going to Macomb County. And Lester, it is no coincidence that after decades, the bodies of our war heroes from the Korean War have finally been brought home. It's really about results, not resistance. And these are the policies that I support, and these are the accomplishments that President Trump is delivering.
Do you give him a pass on the demeaning things he said about women and the other things he's done or have been revealed since?
I support President Trump and his policies, and I'm focused on results.
What do you think the most important issue is in this race for lieutenant governor and governor? What are you guys going to be concentrating on?
The most important thing in this race is that Michigan has to make a decision. Are we going to continue the comeback and move forward, or are we going to go back to the lost decade? And we have to protect this comeback. We have to continue what we started 8 years ago and growing jobs, bringing tax relief to Michigan hardworking families. We have to finally give our hardworking taxpayers, our hardworking ratepayers, relief in their auto insurance. We've paid too much for too long for car insurance in Michigan. We're focused on making sure that our students are able to read so that they can read to learn. We really want to bolster literacy in our students and increase opportunities for vocational education. Those are the things that help make Michigan great.
I'm wondering, if you are elected as lieutenant governor, how do you want to define that job? I mean, you've seen it up close, right? Your father was lieutenant governor under Engler. What do you want to do, and how do you want to define that job?
I'm really looking forward to serving Michigan and being Michigan's next lieutenant governor because at my very heart, I'm a servant. And I just want to provide servant leadership to this state and continue making Michigan the place that my kids want to stay. And hopefully someday my grandkids will stay here too. I'm excited about my partnership with Governor Schuette at that time because I think together we'll make a great team and we'll be able to lead this state into prosperity.
Lisa Postuma-Lyons, the Republican Bill Schuette's choice for lieutenant governor. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lester.